following program contains languages that have come from the farthest reaches of the universe. Some may be obscene or not safe for children under the age of, 15, 16?
Nah, man, 13-year-olds saying this kind of language.
Okay. Well, I mean, some of the stuff you say
is just different now with
it pushes the limit. I don't know.
Inception of the internet. Welcome to the Light Bulb Moment Podcast.
Welcome. Come in. Have a seat. My name is ESP. Mr. Vibes, if you need a last name.
Boy, I was about to say, if you forgot it, I was going to be mad.
No. I'm just mellow today, you know.
Oh, the mellowest of the yellows.
The mellowest of the yellows.
Got you. It is I.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. The awesomest of the years.
Yeah, so today is the last episode of the Astro series.
Right? The what series?
The astrology series. We're going to talk about the mysterious fifth element.
It's been a very interesting experience going over these last few episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. The elemental stuff stuck. Oh, lo siento. Stuck real well. Like, you got me looking at some stuff different. So, glad we're wrapping this up.
Well, maybe. Okay, so we did talk about the four elements: earth, fire, wind, and water. If you haven't checked it out, go check that out.
We're not talking about the group. Nothing.
The group? No, definitely not the group. But so, yeah, this fifth element, not the movie that we all cherish and love, but the element ether, or aether, as some scientists would call it. It's pretty interesting to me how there's like this huge debate about whether it exists or not, when clearly I think everyone knows that there's something that exists that holds all of these, that just holds life together, period, like as we know it. And I guess, you know, that's what ether is.
Define what you think ether is as far as like a literal definition.
A little definition. The celestial energy between soul and space. Yes.
Damn hippies, man. Damn hippies.
Yeah, there's different names for it. Energy, spirit, mind power, willpower. Like, anything that involves reaching beyond the veil, so to speak, or like describing a connection that we can't scientifically like see or hold or prove or like,
but you know it exists,
but it's there's something fairly, there that is ether. Yeah, like it is what some people call it, the soup of the universe. Like, it's the shit that, like, if you have soup, right, you have soup and you have shit and ingredients in this soup. You might have potatoes and peas or whatever you people eat in your soup, because I hate soup. But there has to be a base that holds all this stuff together.
Oh, so it's the broth.
The broth, or like whatever.
It's
like, even beyond that.
The broth.
Like, what makes the broth? Like, beyond that.
It's soup. It's the broth.
Yeah, so they call it like the primordial soup, or like yeah.
Because you lost me.
I know.
Thank you for defining it. That's why
I'm thinking, like, what the hell are you talking
about?
It's deep.
I didn't want to say that. Trying not to chew you out. But yeah.
But yeah, the Sanskrit referred to the fifth element as Aksha, which is another word for space, or even like the Tao. The Chinese Tao is like based around
energy.
Ether, yeah, energy or whatever you want to call it. Yes,
being able to manipulate it and control it. I don't think so, control it, but tap into it.
Yeah, you can't tap into it. You can't tap, you activate your ether. Yes. It's not something that can be created, or you don't create. It's endless. It's infinite.
It's already in existence.
Yeah. So,
kind of like, because like the word manifestation, everybody thinks when you manifest them, you create.
That's literally you manipulating, or you activating your ether.
You bring it into your awareness. It already was in existence. It's already in creation. Probably it was already in creation because you know you. At some point in time in this, oh man, okay, I'm
like, yeah, I see, home. see. No, but you got it, absolutely. But then, like, on a scientific level, there's like, well, now I don't know how it is now, but I know, learning this in my younger years, the whole debate on science, whether it exists or not, like, So there's actually a scientific term for things beyond like subatomic level that we can't exactly quantumize or like count or anything like that, and that is aether. Like that, you might see that A-E-T-H-E-R, aether, and that is an overlapping term for all of that in science, like in the science world, like
things, all the stuff on a subatomic level
that we can't see, that we know are there. Yeah, right. Yeah. So
the shit that bonds and makes us us that we can't even see.
Mm-hmm. Now, underneath that net of aether, there's ether, which is like, there's many different forms of it. So, like, it's like unlimited. It's so hard to explain, but I wish I had a diagram or something.
Right here, in the list of right. Which is like back then in like, school, pull out the diagram.
Yeah.
Do kids still get that? Oh, okay.
Because if you go online and look it up or whatever, like, watch some of the videos on like the actual element of ether. A lot of people will show you this diagram of like a circle and it has three circles within it, and then each circle within it has three circles within it, and then each circle within it has three circles within it. Well, at some point, like we as the beings that we are cannot understand what goes beyond.
Because we can't see.
Yeah. That.
Is that like what Marvel tried to convey in Ant-Man when he started shrinking to such a level where he went subatomic?
Yeah, and it just kind of looks like
with the jizzle.
I mean, we don't know what it looks like.
Yeah, but that was their representation of what it potentially looked like.
That is like, on that level. He's on it. He's in etheric atmosphere at that point.
Which is crazy because it exists in everything all around us.
Mm-hmm. So both levels, like if you look at it scientifically, that's what that is scientifically. If you look at it metaphysically, then that's when you get into the world of like mediums.
Or like Doctor Strange and all that stuff when they were trying to, well, no, Doctor Strange, that was big dimensions.
That's more of a mythical, magical. I mean, hey, we can get into magic. People are practicing magic. Oh, we can do that.
When you practice magic, wouldn't you be using? Okay, no, because ether is not.
No, we're not talking about magic. Ether's not.
It's just an energy.
It is magical. It is like life itself. It's like connection itself. Ether.
That's deep.
Right?
That's way too deep.
But it's cool though, like when you think about it. Like
that's Alice in Wonderland deep.
It is. It's like if you even think about it in reverse, like I don't know, sometimes my brain goes in weird places, but like in reverse, like how small exactly are we? You know what I'm saying? In terms of ether, like or what? Like what if I don't know.
What is the relevance of left field. The colors were black and white or rainbow?
So the correspondence of ether, like the, yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. It's everything, because black is literally
the void.
White is all of the colors. Rainbow is just literally all of the colors, so.
The spectrum.
Yeah. I mean, if you thought about it in terms of color, if you had a painting, somebody painted you a picture, and you might look at the picture and see talent, you'll see, you might feel some things, but the ether in that instance would be the canvas, because it gave you something to put
as the foundation
to, yeah,
it goes back to the broth.
Now let's even go even further. You take this picture and you throw red on it, the element of fire. You throw blue on it, the element of water. And you throw, you know what I'm saying, like brown, the element of earth. And then you start to have a complete picture.
It's only one doubt.
It's still, but you know I'm going to say some shit. It's still, like, present. You see, even if you can't see it or even feel it.
You still know that canvas is there.
None of that would be there without that canvas. So, that's why I think.
Just like we can't see the core of the earth, but we know it's present.
Mm-hmm. Unless you speak to certain conspiracy people, yeah, I guess it is.
What do you mean by that? Where are you going?
Left field.
What is that?
Left field. No, because I just was thinking about the conspiracy stuff that we were talking about before, like a long, 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 long time ago. Anyway, that's another episode. Okay. Watch that episode. So other things that correspond to ether, the number one. It's interesting. I don't know why. Just
there's only one. I was going to say, why is that interesting? You said it with such passion.
I know, because like, it's interesting. Pause. I don't know. Because you always ask, like,
what is the relevance of the number one with the correspondence of ether?
One.
Because we are one. Ooh, that's so deep. We're all the same. Yeah, because energy never dies. It just is reborn. So, yeah.
Like I said,
many moons ago, you were a dung beetle, and now you still ain't shit. So, I don't know.
You said, thank you. I'm still ain't shit. Because that dung beetle rolled in shit. Now I'm the shit that the dung beetle was rolled.
I'm dead. But no, you always like, so I don't know. I guess I'm just one of those people that I like to skim. So like when I think about this shit a little bit deeper. So when I see random stuff that's like, well, it corresponds to the number one, I never really think, well, why? Just okay, cool, number one. All right, I keep moving. But you always ask, like, well, who made that up and why? I don't know why.
That's what I do. That's curiosity.
Good question.
Any curiosity? See, now we understand. You learn something. Light bulb.
Good question. Yeah.
Light bulb.
So the shape that corresponds to it is
the circles.
Continuous circles. Oh, yeah.
You said continuous circles. Because mm-hmm. It's a circle, and the circle, that's the diagram, the image that we give you of ether.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Nah, it still doesn't, even if they give you the circles with the diagram. But I get it, because you're one, and it's just repetition.
Yeah, like, so if you were to jump into the circle,
compounding, just building and spreading. That's why the universe is constantly growing, because if ether is the basis of everything that is.
You know, it wouldn't be a bad idea. We should have the thumbnail, like, the circles for this episode. Yeah, so people can know what we're talking about. I'll find the diagram, producer, and I will. We'll talk. But yeah, so in divination, the major arcana would be an example of ether, like, or the element of ether when tarot readers are reading. Why did that take so much energy to say? Oh my god.
You're tapping in.
But yeah, which is interesting. I guess, let me think of the card that may completely define, I guess, the world, or maybe, yeah, I don't know. And then when it comes to chakras, the chakras that correspond are the crown and the third eye. I know. So yeah, I'm in a house full of gamers, and just so y'all know, that's what's going on in the back room, if you can hear that. Anyway, yeah, so signs of the ether.
Right. I'm done. As we move forward, I'm gonna keep us moving.
Yeah.
But it's our ability to throw. That makes sense, because our crown chakra is where we tap in at. It's like, I consider that our antenna. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The third eye is where you visually
you see it.
See it.
Yeah. Okay.
So that makes perfect sense. So if you tapping into all that is, and especially like starting to feel it between the two, like in the front and the back, I'm starting to see a lot more. And then I know when this radiates, usually that's when I'm tapping in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of, man, you remember how you used to say, like, you were trying to go up? Going up is, because I always pull it down.
Going up is up and up.
Up is different.
Yeah.
You get a different signal when you go up.
Hmm.
When tapping in. So, like, I'm like.
Yeah, just like. I don't know.
Which kind of makes sense, because, okay, so if I had to correlate all this, you know, based on all this stuff from, because you weren't here for the, man, I wish you would have did the fourth dimension episode with us. Woo! But it all makes sense. Mm-hmm. It makes 100% complete sense from ether, the fifth element, understanding, because if ether is the basis of atomic mass, because it's the subatomic, it's on the subatomic level.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 move up to protons, neutrons, electrons, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Atoms bonding of those create matter, mass, matter.
Yeah.
And then that spreads, expands, therefore creating new organisms, new species, new whatever. And it's forever expanding, because that's what the universe is made up, is matter and mass. So that's expanding out. And as we say, I mean, what is this? Astrologers said that the universe is gotten even.
Yeah, so it's like just like we can't see.
Just keep spreading.
How small certain things is. We
so can't that's see how like big. Energy is in constant motion.
Yes.
That's why you like to keep going back to the time thing. And this is a. From the fourth dimension, it's a perpetual time loop of energy. So we're moving in an ongoing cycle of energy, mm-hmm. expanding and creating infinitely. Yeah. And ether is the foundation of that shit. And if you tap into it, since we all are subatomically created from this, you learn how to hone your shit and tap into it, you can pick up on what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, that concludes this episode. So
it all makes sense, man.
It all makes sense. I was gonna continue trying to read through this, but I don't know. Like, I feel like we've got it. Like, that's, you know, that was it. That was the definition, I think.
Perfect sense.
Yeah, so, okay, well, speaking of exercising, and we can talk about that, like, how to actually bring some of that into your life if you're interested in things like meditation and astral projection and visualization practices. I wouldn't suggest a beginner randomly trying to astral project, but...
Hey, you never know.
You never know. You might be gifted. Just be careful. Is there an episode on astral projection? Do we have one of those? I feel like...
We didn't.
There is. Oh, it's on the list. Oh, we should talk about that. And why you should be careful with things like that. Anyway, so eat lots of purple food. Romaine, cabbage, eggplants, plums. Sleep with your clear quartz. Just practice. Practice tapping. Practice. Yeah.
Oh, exactly, yes. Right.
Practice.
Right. Man, I'm glad he heard that. He's excited. He's like, yes.
And even further, just do your best to connect to your ancestors, because, like you said, time is just a perpetual cycle of creation. And so we are connected. So.
Throughout that timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just passed on when your energy goes back into.
Yeah. It's crazy stuff to think about.
Your DNA, because while you were here, you was passing that on and recreating another organism for that energy to pass through and come on. It's like you keep passing it on. So, of course, you're going to be able to connect with your ancestors.
Yeah.
You are of your ancestors.
Well,
was that too much for you?
No, this is just... It's always a fun time. We're only at 18 minutes, and I think we've covered all of anything that needs to be covered about ether. Producer, are you satisfied? Was like, great. Thumbs up. All right, so. In the cosmos. Wait, what? Oh, this is the name in the cosmos. All right. It's that time.
Yeah,
supposed
I
to say it's that time.
I'm watching and then I go, like, it's that time.
Oh my god, is it that time? It is. Jeez. Oh, okay, welcome to the cosmos, you guys. Water energy is it's heavy. Mars is in Cancer. Alright. We love our cancers. Cancers are hypersensitive to everything, and I mean that in a good way. I don't mean that when I say hypersensitive.
Yeah, stop trying to
shake. No. Okay. There are those, I mean, a healthy cancer. Let's say that. I'll say that. Healthy cancers are hypersensitive in the sense that you ever see like a TV show where there's like somebody that can read minds and they're like, oh my god, there's so many voices in my head. Cancers are kind of like that when it comes to empathy. Yeah, so they don't do very well in crowds. So cancers, especially y'all.
So
but
since
right now is a good time for people to spend a little bit more time alone when
because
you're feeling
up on everybody's feelings around you and shit like that.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. On the 25th, Mercury will be in Taurus and Venus. This is the best time for communication and expressing gratitude to your loved ones. So make sure you tell your friends, I love you at the end of every conversation.
Boost your intuition, too.
Yes, so boost your intuition.
So pay attention. If you get that feeling, baby, baby, if you get that feeling, mm-hmm. pay attention to it.
Well, on the 26th, the full moon will be in Scorpio. It's a powerful transformation. Watch your energy and emotions at the end of April going into May. Because we coming outside.
Oh, you're talking about spiritually. Okay.
No, I mean, still. I mean, no. Outside. I mean, we've been outside, sure, but now it's like okay to be outside. Number one. So I just think that with the way that the world is moving right now and people being able to be outside.
Drinking more water, son. Go ahead, finish. Because I'm just like, so we outside.
We outside.
So watch your energy.
Yeah.
Just
leave it at that. Mercy.
We are back outside.
But yeah, all right, well... do you have any questions? Concerns?
You had a light bulb moment today?
If you had a light today, bulb moment this week? No. This week?
This month?
Okay, well, yeah. I guess... Yeah. I'm definitely tapping into this whole transformation thing. And... doing... all the things that I was afraid to do pre-2020. And just
taking charge,
fucking doing them, even if they scare the shit out of me.
Taking charge.
So, yeah, I don't know. My light bulb was people asking me constantly, "Why aren't you performing? Why aren't you performing?" That was my light bulb because I hadn't really been outside or around people for a while. So, like this last week and the week before, I had kind of been outside. So, seeing people again, and then like, I don't know. I have something to say to people, so I'm going to say it.
I'm glad you're there, sir. Glad you got there.
Yeah. You had a light bulb?
Yeah. The older woman in my Tai Chi class last week referred to me as the man who has the radio voice. So I was like, oh, I'm built for this shit. Okay. Bet.
Yeah.
So I was like, gotcha. Boost the confidence.
Yeah, boost the confidence.
Of confidence.
Yeah, all right. This your boy.
What's your name, son?
What's your name, son? ESP.
Yeah.
Follow me at
ESP what, baby?
ESP Vibes.
Because that's what Instagram, you're.
Twitter. You're.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's your boy. Come on, no, you gotta echo through mine.
So nope, I'm done. Yeah, I'm tapped out. Yeah, ESP Vibes, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, all of that. Follow me.
Awesome to you. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook.
Is that supposed to be
Twitter?
Me? Nothing.
No.
Great.
And you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, and anywhere you get your podcast and you enjoy your podcast listening. Follow, like, subscribe, and share. We appreciate those comments. Have a nice day.
Peace and light, friends.
Peace and light.